Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. I'm excited about our guest this half hour, Jeffrey Zabar. Always great to have Jeffrey on the show. Jeffrey is our go-to guy when it comes to home office and telecommuting. That, in fact, that's sort of what the title of his new book, Teleworking and Telecommuting, Strategies for Remote Workers and Their Managers. You get them every which way, don't you, Jeff?
We get them every way they come, exactly. Make sure we cover all that audience.
Jeffrey, I was telling the audience that one of the things that home-based business owners and teleworkers have got to be able to do, and that's leverage technology.
Right.
And that's one of the things I know you write about quite frequently, and that's actually one of the things I think you want to talk about today.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was in Dallas speaking to an organization yesterday about remote access technology, and it was an association of insurance managing general agents, as they call them. And quite often their people are working remotely, but I sat down and had a chat with one of the guys. I mean, some of these firms are, you know, 50 or 100 people. I sat down with a guy who just got bought by a company with 11,000 people, and they don't feel comfortable giving him even a BlackBerry or a remote access Palm device that would allow him to check his email from the road because they felt security was potentially going to be breached. And
right.
And he was lamenting the loss of productivity of being on the road and not being able to even check his email. Couldn't even log on remotely to check his email. I mean, can you imagine for those people who work remotely not being able to even see their email till they get back from a day's meetings or a week's trip?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was really lamenting it. And think about
second.
The loss of productivity that way.
Stop for a second, Jeff, and let's talk about what remote access is and what it could look like, and then let's talk about the benefits.
Sure. I mean, remote access is anything that allows you, it comes in many forms and shapes and sizes and functions. So it's something that can allow you to as simply as check your email from the road. So it could be like I use Bell South. So it could be me logging on to bellsouth.net, putting in a user ID and password, and checking my email on Bell South server, okay? Mm-hmm. Or it could be me using a product like GoToMyPC and logging on from any internet-enabled PC and going into my own computer at my home office and checking my email there. It could be using a Palm Pilot, or I know they don't call them Palm Pilots anymore, but a Palm, an HP iPad, or a BlackBerry, and having my email forwarded to my handheld device. It's any number of types of technology out there that allow you to access either your email or the web or applications on your desktop or your computer network from outside the traditional corporate office. That could be at home. That could be at a client location. That could be in a Wi-Fi. You know,
this is not necessarily, folks, literally going into your network. This is just having access to. Largely a device that in addition to having it sent to your desktop unit, also sends it to your PDA, whatever the device is that you have.
It depends on the scale. So my BlackBerry, for example, only gets email forwarded. My email gets copied and forwarded both to my desktop and my BlackBerry. I have no web surfing functions.
Right.
If you use something, for example, like GoToMyPC, I can log on from any PC in the world. I can log on to my network or into my PC and do anything I can do at my desktop, I can do from anywhere. Or it can be anywhere in between, you know, as far as functionality and remote access. So it can be as simple as just getting your email forwarded to you and then being able to reply.
Right.
Or it can be having your all, you know, having complete access or anywhere in between.
Well, let's stop for a moment and talk about why that guy was, what we could do to assuage the guy that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
his bosses about security. And then I want to go back and talk about the individual. Let's talk about the individual applications that you mentioned a minute ago. What could be done to tell his bosses, you know what, don't worry about security. Here's what you do.
Well, you never say don't worry about security. You say here's your security, because that's one of the things I presented yesterday. It was the last thing I said but you know, you can never say don't worry, because for any company for any company that deals, you know, with data, you know, if you're a general contractor or maybe not a GC, but if you're a plumber and your money's made out on job site, you can say don't worry about network security, and he might say, okay, that's no big deal. But if your money's made pushing paper digitally, anyone who says don't worry about security is going to laugh, you know, you're going to laugh at them. So what we say is you got to do your research and understand that you need your firewall, you need to protect your network, you need to use devices that don't put a breach or a hole in the dam or in the firewall that protects the system. So you have to know that if you're going to propose technology, you have to know which technology is going to be safe and secure. For example, like a BlackBerry, it's just copy forwarding email. It is not creating any hole. Because
right.
What it does is you go to your IT guy,
right.
And you say, okay, when email comes to me at jeffz@abcwidgetcompany.com, go in there and put in the protocol for it to forward to jeffz@myblackberry.net or whatever the appropriate email would be.
So there's no opportunity for a breach.
There's exactly. The email's coming in anyway, okay? The email's already coming in as it normally should.
Right.
You're just copy forwarding. So it goes. It sort of splits at the fork in the road. It goes
right.
In both directions,
right.
Both to your desktop. Or BlackBerry can also just have the email go to the BlackBerry, not go to your desktop. When I travel, I prefer to go to both, so I can just delete it
and
off
of
the
course,
BlackBerry when I'm done.
And, of course, you can set your BlackBerry up so with your settings so that if you get a big file in, like a photograph or something like that, it just doesn't pick those up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can. It depends on what your needs are and what your applications are, and we'll get
right.
into that when we talk about specific tools.
Right.
But consider... You know, you're on the road for a meeting. I was on the road for 3 days. I was able to check my email from one of my clients' locations, but it wasn't until, you know, 24 hours after I left Fort Lauderdale that I was able to log on and check my email. I mean, I certainly could have gone to a kiosk, an internet kiosk at the airport. I could have gone into one at the hotel for $2.95 a minute or how much ever it is to log on and check. But having the email at my hand and my BlackBerry is a tremendous
right.
functionality tool. Efficiency, functionality, and productivity, and it's a great way to maintain peace of mind, especially when you have people on the road.
Well, especially if you're expecting something in, and all you got to do is check it and see if what you wanted to respond to or to know about came in. If it comes in, then you're cool. And if it doesn't come in, or even if it does come in, all the other things you just leave them alone till you get time to deal with them. It's a way of just having control over your life. It's
exactly.
It's another way of having control. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the different ways that you can access your information and from where. And that's right after these messages. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of the new book, Teleworking and Telecommuting, by Jeffrey D. Zabar. 20 hours. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, Teleworking and Telecommuting is one of your books. Safe at Home is the one just before that. Folks, that's still an outstanding book about how to keep you and your stuff safe in your home office. And all of your books are available where, Jeff?
You can get them anywhere, any major bookseller, or at my website, which is chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right, check that out. And they can also read articles, can't they, on your website? Don't you have a bunch of articles posted there?
Yeah, I have all sorts of articles. I have tips, lots of information.
And also, you can go to Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel?
Mm-hmm. You go to sun-sentinel.com, just drop in Zabar, and usually my articles will show up there as well.
You'll find those. And don't be surprised if you're noodling around on the Internet and a byline pops up with Jeff's name on it, because he's all over the place. He's like the chicken man. He's everywhere.
There you
Jeffrey,
go.
Jeffrey, let's talk about some of those different ways that you can access. Now you just told us how we could get our email by a BlackBerry,
right?
Which is where we get sort of CC'd on everything that goes to our desktop. But what about actually going into our network from somewhere else? How do we do that?
Well, there's a number of different ways to do it. You can use existing technology. First off, back up for a second. If you're a company that you have a technology guy, internal or even external, who you trust, who knows this stuff, bring him or her in and talk to them about it, because this is not something that I, as you know, just the manager of a company or the owner of a company who thinks I know technology, should just run out and do. You should always talk to your peers, talk to your IT, your internal or external IT guru, find out what they believe, what they understand, and what they would recommend you using in your application. Okay, so just keep in mind. And then the other thing to know is, what do you need? Do you want your people to have access to the desktop, or do you just want them to get their email? So think about how you want it. Now,
and access to the desktop, folks, means they could literally go in, open up their hard drive, and find a file and work with it.
Exactly.
That's access.
Exactly.
That's total access, as opposed to just being the other end of the spectrum is just being copied on a remote device. With
your email.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So it depends on what they want to use. There are you can create a virtual private network, a VPN, which essentially allows using the internet. Say you have employees who work from home. Say you have employees who have laptops and work from the road. They log on to the internet somewhere. They then click on the icon to launch the VPN, the virtual private network. It uses the internet to create a secure connection to your company network. And based on that person's rank or hierarchy or need or access to certain files, they can access their network, what they need. Because, certainly the CFO doesn't have, or let's say a rank and filer doesn't have the same access as a CFO or the CIO, chief financial or chief information officer, if you have that person. The rank and filer doesn't have the same access as the bean counter or the top dog at the company. So you can give them access, the same access that they would have in the office, outside of the office. So by creating a virtual private network, it's a one-time fee for the software, depending on how you pay for it, whether it's on a license or you buy the software, you install it on the laptop. You set it up internally so that it accepts this connection from this remote worker, and then they have all their access. Mm-hmm. Versus something like a GoToMyPC, which is an ongoing monthly license of about $20 a person, that they then can be at any computer, whether it's their laptop remotely, or a client's location, or an internet terminal somewhere out on the road.
I hate to use this term, Jeffrey.
Sure.
But I just couldn't help but thinking that GoToMyPC sounds like legitimate hacking.
You know what? You can think of it that way.
It kind of is, isn't it?
It's what it is. Because what they're doing is they're going to an internet terminal, they're typing in www.gotomypc.com, a user ID and password protected, bar pops up. They enter that information, and then they gain access to the network.
They literally go in
over the internet,
DSL, right into your machine, which hopefully is just asleep. It's not shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, because
does it wake the computer back up?
If the computer is in hibernation or whatever, it would engage it.
Wakes it up and
exactly. Hopefully, it's not grumpy from a deep sleep. As they say, sometimes I wake up grumpy and sometimes I let her sleep. It goes through your firewall, so it is they wouldn't necessarily appreciate this, but it is legitimate hacking. But then that gets back to your security question.
Right.
How often do you change your passwords?
Right.
If you're at a public terminal, you certainly don't want someone seeing you type in, user ID and password as much. You don't want them seeing typing in your Sprint or AT&T at calling card number at a payphone. So you got to be changing these things on a relatively frequent basis.
The thing about it, one of the things I found, Jeffrey, for myself, is that with a PDA, your email relatively elegantly without having to wag a big a laptop around, just sitting in a meeting, you can actually check your email. That's awfully handy. You take a PC with you, take with you a lot of the files you need, and if you find out that you don't have all you need, get somebody to go to your desktop and email you a couple of files that you need, and that way you don't have to worry about the security thing.
Right.
You just use it online,
that's
what I do. I work in multiple places, and basically I just anticipate what I need and I email it to myself.
Well, it's important. I do the same thing. That's exactly. And it's funny. The further we get from that, the further the less I remember. But I used to do that where I would email things to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a presentation yesterday in Dallas. I had my PowerPoint presentation, but I also emailed it to myself.
Yeah, just as a backup.
Just as a backup.
Jeffrey, that's going to have to be the last word. Give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. It's official. He's the best. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you much. It's great.
Quick break. Right back. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.